done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, 4/4/24 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just got a text from Tim Miller. He's filed to run for Otsego County Commissioner over there in the Gaylord area. He's a Marine combat veteran and an architect, and he's answered the call. He's going to run for county commissioner in Otsego County. We're going to help him and Mike and a couple of others that are looking at running in Otsego County. We're going to help them win the August 6th primary and go on to be a new county commissioner in Otsego. He texted me just now. He said, I was on vacation and just got back, was listening to Monday's show. Now, what was Monday's date? Monday, April 1st. He said, I was really disappointed. I loved listening every morning. I got used to it, but I get it. So sorry to see you go. And then he just texts me back and he goes, oh, my God, I just realized it was April Fool's Day prank. You got me. Laughing out loud. I had a couple of text messages yesterday that people said it was the best April Fool's Day prank ever. They said I delivered it with such conviction. They said it was just amazing. And they knew it was an April Fool's joke because they know our commitment to our mission. And it was a cruel joke to many of you, which I apologize if that's the way you took it, but it was kind of a wake-up call. Prayed about it, thought about it, and God said, you know what? You need to kind of put a little shock into people because maybe some people are taking you for, you know, just basically the same messaging over and over. They're not really being impacted by it. And sometimes in life, the fear of loss is greater than the benefit of gain. What does that mean? Sometimes if you're going to lose something, it makes you appreciate it. Because then you picture your life without it. You know, what am I going to do from 9 to noon, Monday through Friday? What am I going to do for podcasts, being able to listen on demand anytime I want, or on the stream player where it repeats every 3 hours? I get text messages at like 9, 10 o'clock at night. People are listening on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. They're listening to the stream player, and they think the show's live. Because when I say, you know, welcome back to the first hour, second hour, or third hour, I don't give the time. And I do that on purpose because I don't want people to think that they're locked into a set time while listening to the show. You can listen on demand via the podcast anytime you want. But if you've grown accustomed to listening to the show, you appreciate the show. You get a lot of information, Michigan news, Michigan politics. We're the only show on the air that does just our state. Occasionally, we talk about national stories, the presidential race, things that are happening. But most of the time, when we're talking about President Trump coming to Grand Rapids, it's because he's coming to Michigan. We don't talk about the polls. I'm not going to waste my time on stupid polls. Don't really care about the polls. I don't trust the fake news, the mainstream media, in any way, shape, or form. Even some of these polling companies, they have a bias. They have an agenda. I got a very simple question for you. When's the last time you've been polled where somebody has actually called you a live poll where they were asking you about candidates or asking you about issues or asking you about ballot proposals? I haven't gotten a poll in years. Have you? I haven't. So I wonder, like these polling companies, Target Insight, you know, some of these polling companies called 1,000 most likely, you know, Republican voters. Who are these Republicans you guys are calling? I haven't gotten called. None of my friends have gotten called. You guys, I don't think, have gotten called. So who exactly are they polling? I don't trust them. And one thing that you have to understand is that when we dedicate our lives to a mission, which Vicky and I have done, we are going to do everything we can to fix our local county, our region, and our state. If you haven't listened to the words of the song, I want you to go to YouTube and search for Randy Travis's Three Wooden Crosses. And I want you to pull up the one that has the lyrics overlaid over this song. I want you to read the lyrics to that song, because it's absolutely amazing how the characters in this song I have been associated with and been a part of my entire life. A farmer, Grandpa Bishop, my dad, farming in Lapeer, Michigan, a pastor. I've taken the training. I purchased the certificate. I'm an ordained minister, able to do weddings. I did it for John and Jamie in Sheboygan. I've done it for others. A farmer, a pastor, a teacher, and a hooker. Everybody's saying, okay, what's your relationship with a hooker? I have a family member. Not going to say who, not going to say how we're related, but back in the day when she was younger, she was a prostitute. And we prayed for her and we talked to her and eventually got her out of the profession. And a teacher. I teach. I love to teach. I come at it from a different perspective than most teachers, because I had a favorite teacher in high school, Mr. Bryce, chemistry teacher at Eisenhower High School, 1976, my senior year. I took physics as a junior, chemistry as a senior. I did that on purpose because I was pre-med for Lyman Briggs College at Michigan State University, and I wanted the physics part of it to learn the math required to apply it to chemistry, because chemistry, believe it or not, is a lot of math, a lot of formulas. And doing that, I actually learned the math from physics that helped me tremendously get an A+ in chemistry my senior year. But he instilled in me something about teaching that I use in every single show that I do, any public speaking event I go to, teaching the upcoming Robert's Rules of Order crash course, Michigan State Constitution, on Saturday, April 13th in Traverse City. I've done it in Gaylord already. When we did that class, we did it in St. Ignace. I'm going to do it again in Traverse City. You have to teach from a perspective that the students can relate to. And when you teach that way, they become absorbed into the material. They become an actor. They become a participant. And as a participant, you're no longer a student sitting there listening, taking notes. You're not reading along. You're participating in the material. People that came to the class said, this was the most informative class I've ever taken. Nick Wallace said from Harbor Springs, J2 Construction, he learned more in three and a half hours with me in that class than he did an entire semester at the local college. Because I bring people into the material. You're not spoken to. You are involved as a participant, as an actor. And you have to understand your role in this participation. So you're learning the material from the standpoint that I need to know this in order to participate in this class. Well, this song has all four of those characters in it. And a truck driver. You can't stop an 18-wheeler on a dime. Ran a stop sign. Hit a bus and killed almost everybody on the bus except for one person. The hooker. It's a great story. It's a phenomenal story. And the main message of it is when you leave this world, have you left a mark? Have you changed this world for others? Whereas if you hadn't lived your life, it wouldn't make any difference because you didn't make a difference. But if you do something that makes a difference, like we were very instrumental in helping Michigan become a right-to-work state back in 2012 until the Democrats came along and repealed it. Don't worry, it's coming back. And I'm going to tell you how it's coming back. Final segment of hour number one. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
No matter what you are,
everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, talking about the mission of the show, the radio station, why we do what we do. And I will never, ever, I promise, play a prank on you on the radio ever again. Anything that comes out of my mouth will be the truth. And I won't tried to trick you guys anymore. It was April Fool's Day on Monday. You got to listen to the entire full half-hour podcast. April 1st, 2024, Hour 1, Segment 1. Go to the podcast, listen to the whole thing. But this song that Randy Travis wrote and sang, recorded, is one of my favorite songs. It fully defines this show, my mission. Again, a farmer, a pastor, a teacher, and a hooker. On their way to Mexico in a bus, a truck driver runs a stop sign, hits the bus, kills almost everybody except for one person, the hooker. The pastor gives her his Bible, and it tells a story in the song. You got to listen to it. You got to read the words. Go to YouTube, Randy Travis, Three Wooden Crosses, and get the one that has the lyrics over top of it. There's a part of it that's repeated quite a few times in it. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. While there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind, when you leave it behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. Think about that. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. I took that to heart when I was out truck driving from June of 2005 to March 6th of 2009, 440,000 miles listening to satellite Sirius XM radio. Rush Limbaugh at noon, then Sean Hannity at 3, Britt Hume at the time for special report on Fox News, Hannity and Combs, Bill O'Reilly. That's what I did every single day I was in the truck, averaging 10 to 12,000 miles a month. And when I couldn't get out of Atlanta, Georgia, for 3 days. I called my dispatcher and said, take me off the board. I'm selling my truck. I'm done. Came home and ran for state senate without even knowing anything about county party politics, state party politics. I didn't know what a precinct delegate was. I didn't even know what a party was. I've told this story before on the air. But I made a decision that, you know what? I love the state of Michigan. I love you guys. I love everything about our state. I've been to Georgia. I've been to Alabama. I've been to Texas. I've been to California. I've been all across this country. I've been into Canada. Michigan is a great, phenomenal state. Our God-given natural resources, the fresh water, the golf courses, the change of seasons. Love everything about it. Love the Detroit Tigers. The point of the matter is, what you do right now for your community, will it end up changing it? Will you make history? Will you do something that in years to come, people will look back and say, wow, this person actually did something that changed our community? Because if you don't have that mindset, you don't have that belief in yourself that you can make a difference, this show's probably not for you. Because that's what the mission is, folks. I want you to join me and Vicky in making a difference in your community. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. You're going to live your life, and you're going to die. It's coming for all of us. The question is, are people going to remember you for doing what you did to change your community, your church, your school, your city, your town? Because if they're not going to remember you, then why even live on this planet? That's my attitude. And I hope you will join us because we have so many opportunities this year. It is unbelievable. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft